No, no, we want, we're going to talk to you about, well, we don't actually know, so let's just go do this. Okay, well, welcome to the, and Kelly, I don't know whether we're going to do West Shore Business or John and Mike. We haven't interviewed anyone or business from the peninsula yet. Yeah, and today we have our first, yes. Lindsay Galt from Country Honeybee. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi.
The point of these podcasts during this health crisis is to try to help businesses market themselves, to try to help them reach a different audience. So why don't we try to help, through this podcast, Lindsay, reach our West Shore communities and that audience. So we'll put it on. So welcome to the West Shore Business Podcast. There we go.
There we go.
I bet you're never going to hear that beginning again. So, Linz, I don't know about you, but I feel like I've done about 1,000 of these online meetings. Of course, you're in a different business. Tell us about your business, sort of a little bit about you, and what you're selling these days during this economic downturn.
Well, we're in the honey business, so we sell a lot of honey and eggs right now. Buttloads of honey and eggs. And
bucket loads, like you're busy.
We're decently busy. We're down from last month, but we're still, I mean, we've laid off a few staff, but we're still selling stuff. So we've still got people coming in and getting, you know, their essentials. And
when you say people coming in, give us a sense of where you're located.
We are on West Saanich Road near Butterfly Gardens. Outside of Brentwood Bay. And we've got lots of animals in the yard, which bring a lot of people right now. Not a lot. I shouldn't say a lot, because that makes it sound like it's hordes of people are coming. But
but you got more than one.
More than one.
Right. Yeah, right.
A lot of moms that are sick of being cooped up with their kids, and they bring them out to see the animals. So they just hang out with the animals and feed them, and then walk around the gardens and then come in and buy a jar of honey.
Oh, get out. Well, yeah. My daughter, Sarah, who is probably close to your age, has two young rambunctious boys. That would be a perfect visit. I will tell her about that. What a great thing. So people can come out and hang out with some animals.
Yeah.
They're obviously socially distant. I mean, you're on a farm. You're not going to be all close. And then buy some of those great products that you make.
Yeah. And normally we've got a tasting bar, so you can taste everything, but you can't do that right now.
Those days are gone for a while.
Yeah. No, I feel like it's gonna change soon. I can feel it.
You're still open to the public then 5 days a week, 7 days a week?
We're open 7 days a week from 10 till 5. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're not super busy at the store, but we've got our staff working in the back farm, getting everything prepared for what we're hoping to be an awesome summer on the farm, where people can go on our walking pollinating kind of tour and see all the pollinating gardens and everything. So we're getting the whole back area set up and ready right now, and we're plowing the fields, and we're going to be seeding, and we're getting the irrigation going, and we're building a lean-to. A lean-to sounds really ugly, but it's really nice.
It sounds like a lot of work. On top of that, you are looking after your kids.
I'm a homeschooler now. The only job I never wanted.
Well, I think, you know, that's an interesting COVID-related consequences is, you know, Kelly and I have talked a lot about the mental impact of this thing, the psychological burdens that people are going to. Now, you're a full-time working mom doing physical work on a farm. You're looking after your kids. You're homeschooling them. I mean, pretty soon you're just going to blow up somewhere. I mean, this is what a lot of families are going through right now, right?
Yeah, totally. We have three kids, and we get emails from all their teachers, and sometimes multiple emails a day of stuff that we're supposed to do. And I've just given up, and I'm just making them do spelling tests every other day and read sometimes.
Do you feel like you're in school?
Yeah, this is Lindsay school. But it's different than anything else that happens in elementary school.
Oh, they can learn how to seed and build a lean-to.
Totally, man. Our kids are like, they've got all these entrepreneurial ideas. My daughter is doing chicken eggs. She's going to start raising chickens now. So
nice.
She's a full-on farmer. She learned how to drive the John Deere ride-on lawnmower today.
Oh, my gosh.
So, very cool.
Okay, so Kelly, how come you know those words? I don't know what a lean-to is.
You don't know what a lean-to is?
No.
What?
That's it. Last podcast with Jurassic.
Wow.
No, I don't. What is it? Is it for like horses or something?
It's when you build like an extra part off of an existing building instead of building another building.
Okay, wait, we're not building a lean-to. So John, you're forgiven for not knowing that. But it looks like a lean-to.
Maybe I'm wrong.
No, you're right. You're right. But we're building a, it's not, it's a lean-to without the building.
Okay.
That leans onto.
I see.
It's a,
well,
so that, a whole new structure.
A big shed. A big, well, nice-looking shed.
Okay. That's much more ambitious than a lean-to.
So, Kelly, you're familiar with business in the West Shore. Is there anything, is there another honey bee farmer out your way? I don't think so, right?
I don't know. I have a couple honeybees in my garden. I don't know where they're going.
Well, how many?
I'm not sure about that. I know that like we have the mead, I guess, winery.
Tugwell. Tugwell.
Okay.
But that's way out in Sooke.
Okay. So folks need to come out and to come out to this farm and to taste this honey. How many beehives do you have, or how is that called?
We've got, I think we're at, I don't know, about 50 right now. But the hives build up and then you split them so you make more. It's kind of like growing flowers, but they're live.
They're honeybees.
Yeah. Right. So we were just out today feeding and treating them for mites and just kind of assessing them. So seeing who needs to be split and who's all right and all that. And we just moved 6 hives into 10 acres farm. So 10 acres bistro in the commons downtown. We put bees on their farm today.
Oh, so cool.
That's kind of cool. Yeah.
So then you plant seeds on the farm that the bees obviously are going to go grab pollen from.
Pollen and nectar to make honey.
And so what do you plant?
We have, so normally we just usually do like an acre of buckwheat and an acre of wildflowers. So that's what we've done previously. But this year, we're now seeding all 7 acres with different stuff.
Oh,
so
cool.
We've got licorice mint. We've got some other thing I can't pronounce. It's red. What else?
Twizzlers?
No. We've got all these. What?
You're planting Twizzlers?
Twizzlers.
We've got to bury them really deep.
We're planting toilet paper trees.
Oh my gosh, it's almost becoming a beer time.
Yeah.
So I don't know anything about making honey. Do the bees then, they just go around to everything you've planted, or is there some way that you can, like, do they have a limit so you can have wildflower or buckwheat separate?
Well, so they are in separate fields, and different flowers will either produce pollen or nectar, well, at different times of the summer, but also at different times of the day. So in the morning, buckwheat will produce, I think it produces nectar in the mornings, I think, or pollen, one of them. So it'll release stuff at different times of the day. So you'll go and see them and it'll be filled with bees. But if you went 2 hours later, there wouldn't be any bees on it.
Right.
So they all produce stuff at different times, and whether it's pollen or nectar depends on what bee, because there's more than one bee. There's honeybees, there's sweat bees, there's bumblebees, there's all sorts of bees, and hummingbirds and all that sort of stuff. So it'll be attracting different bugs at different times of the day.
Wow.
That's fascinating.
So we plant different stuff so that the bees always have a large amount of food to forage off of. And so they don't necessarily have to leave our property, but they will ultimately. Yeah.
And what kind of animals?
Oh, well, so we have, do you want them in alphabetical order?
Alphabetically backwards.
Chickens, ducks, peacocks, New Guinea fowl. We have these weird, we have quail. We have baby chicks right now. We have bunnies. We have, what are they called? Pheasants, these beautiful pheasants. There are Nigerian dwarf goats. They're these super cute baby face, or is it baby doll sheep as well. We have pigs. We just got 11 piglets, but you can't see them at the store. They're at the back.
So someone could actually come out. Do they have to make an appointment with you, or they just show up?
So our plan that you will pay like a small fee to come and tour the property. So it'll all be sent off, and it's just a self-guided tour. So people will be able to show up. Probably, we're thinking it'll probably be ready beginning of June or so.
Okay.
And so people will be able to go to the walk to the back of the property, and they can see all the different pollinating flowers and all different types of bees, and some more, like you'll see the pigs at the back, and apparently my husband's buying some other animals.
Wow.
I stay out of four-legged and two-legged things. That's not my thing.
That's
there'll be more stuff at the back, so people can come and hang out for, you know, hours and just check out bugs and
that's just amazing.
Very cool. Yeah.
You know, that we have something like this in our region. You just don't know. Hey, listen, we don't, you know, you're clearly busy. You got a bazillion things to do. Why don't we finish? This is great oversight of your company. We're gonna try to let a lot of people know and do this with other companies. But what I would like to really focus on for the last, let's say, 5 minutes is this notion of developing the agritourism business on the peninsula. Mm-hmm. And something you and I have been talking about maybe since January when we had yourself and a couple other speakers talk about this burgeoning industry. So it is obviously some agriculture related activity, which is what you're doing. And then there's obviously a tourism / retail piece to this.
Yeah.
And it can happen on the peninsula, and it can happen in a big, big way. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to try to highlight some of these other companies. You, I think, are one of the leaders of this movement. Where would you sort of like, how do you see it going? Where potentially, I mean, obviously COVID hurt this, but there's potential on the peninsula to really develop this industry, isn't there?
Well, oh, totally. And I don't, you know what, I don't look at it like, yeah, okay, stuff will be down this summer, but I kind of think more people aren't going to be going elsewhere to vacation. It's going to be even more staycationers. So we'll have more people from the island. We can expose the peninsula more to the local people who can spread the word about all of the awesome places down here. So I know like this summer will be slower, but I think we're going to see more people from up island coming down here and vice versa, us heading up island to travel rather than going to the mainland or anywhere else.
It just won't happen soon. It won't happen soon. You're totally right.
Yeah.
You know, maybe down the road we can have yourself and others. Maybe you could sort of help introduce us to other companies and we talk more collectively about this sector growing.
Yeah.
I think part of it growing is just people knowing.
Yeah, totally. I mean, and experiencing it too, right?
Yeah.
And I think so many people have just gotten into the, like, you know, you go on your cell phone all the time. You're always on your phone. You're attached to technology. And I think people are so detached from nature now. And once people start getting back and have a really cool experience somewhere that's different, like Divine Vineyards, they have the most epic view up there.
Yes.
And like me and my husband go up there, we buy a bottle of wine, we take our own food, and we sit out in their courtyard, we drink a bottle of wine, and then we bike home with our
helmets on. Get out. Yes. That sounds so fun.
Yeah. And the view is amazing. Or like there's other little vineyards that you wouldn't even know about that have these awesome little secluded places to sit and have a glass of wine. Just unique experiences that aren't going, you know, into a restaurant or something like that, where you're actually out in nature and, you know, smelling the roses, so to speak.
Yeah.
Well, you can't capture that feeling of sitting out there looking it down onto the valley, having a glass of wine. You can't capture that in a device, right? You just can't.
No, not at all. No.
Have you been up to Divine, Kelly?
I have, yeah. Yeah. I was lucky enough to do a wine tour. I think we did two or three in that sort of neck of the woods.
Yeah.
It was beautiful up there.
Yeah, it's awesome. And Seasider is also another great place.
Yeah.
And you have a view of the ocean there, like lower than Divine, so you still see the ocean and you see James Island, and it's just like a super awesome atmosphere, and my bees are there and the orchards. But it's like, yeah, like people need to get outside. I feel like with this whole COVID thing, it's kind of taken people, you know, away from being so dependent on grocery stores and somebody else making their own food. Like West Coast Seeds, who we get seeds from, I can't get any food seeds from them because everybody is gardening. And I feel like this will be a really awesome back to earth movement where people are actually starting to grow their own food, and they, you know, they get their hands dirty. And I'm hoping that people will think differently after this whole thing, and support local as well too.
Yeah, that's really big. That's a huge part of the agritourism initiative out on the peninsula. Okay, well, this is super. What a great introduction. Do you have, I'm going to put you on the spot here. Yeah. Is there somebody that you might consider referring for us? And maybe the four of us do it? Or like
on this thing?
Yeah, on a podcast. To help promote.
What about, well, Evelyn from 10 Acres, I love her. So do I.
Okay, let's try it. Well, let's do it with her next.
Okay.
And Evelyn from 10 Acres. And, you know, at some point we'll have like 20 of you on there. No, I'm kidding. Well, maybe. Who knows? But, you know, Kelly is in half an hour. It's now 4:30 on a Wednesday. Yeah. Is doing an online Zoom meeting.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, like
you
like
you
a social.
Do you buy a bottle of wine and drink it?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's brand new. It's a brand new idea. And what kind of interest have you had, Kelly?
We definitely have a few people coming.
Okay.
I'm hope this is our first one, and we sort of just started telling people about it yesterday. So,
well, maybe you should send a link.
Even if there's
Lindsay.
If there's half a dozen of us, that'd
really?
Be great.
So how's it gonna work? Tell me. This coffee's so boring.
Well, first of all, you got to get rid of the coffee. I don't know. I think we're gonna hang out. We're gonna enjoy some wine or whatever anybody wants to have.
Right. I think that'll be a key. Is that you gotta have liquor in your hand.
Yeah, and we're just gonna chat about whatever.
Cool.
We could literally have. I know Lynn's has got some really innovative ways of gathering people at her business prior to all of this, and one of them was you were hosting dinner meetings, weren't you?
We did long table dinners.
Long table dinners.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so maybe we can have a multi-Zoom dinner or something
a long
like that.
Table.
Yeah. I've heard of that. I've heard of like couples cooking the same meal and having dinner parties.
Oh, really?
On Zoom.
Oh, come on. Wow. Well, this is great. It's good to kind of hear just some uplifting stuff and positive and fun and non-economic and non-business and you know, non-sad. Just sort of
non-sad.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah,
totally.
Lindsay, this has been amazing. Thank you very much.
Hey, no problem. You.
And it sounds like we're gonna rope you into some others if you don't mind.
Totally.
And and I'm gonna really try to promote getting my kids and myself out to your farm. So just so I'm not confused, because I'm easily confused. This is not open. You're the farm part of Country B is not open till potentially June.
Yeah, I think so. Because we want to have flowers growing and stuff for people to look at.
Okay.
But right now we can drive out, we can buy some honey.
Yep. And you can check out the animals and hang out in the garden. The garden's pretty tranquil and, you know, peaceful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, John, was it yesterday or the day before? We were both talking about how we were kind of feeling a little funky and
yesterday we were talking to Barb.
To us, and yeah, this sounds like a perfect.
I am now feeling uplifted by, uplifted by talking to Lindsay.
I'm coming out for honey next week for sure.
Yeah,
that's so
and
cool.
Maybe we should start serving wine in the garden secretly.
All right, you take care, Lindsay. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Lindsay.
No problem.
See you later, alligator. Bye bye.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Listen to more episodes of the West Shore Business Podcast at westshorebusiness.com. Are you looking to expand your West Shore business? Contact the West Shore Chamber at westshore.bc.ca for more information.